This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli forces and Hamas fought fierce battles throughout Gaza on Friday, witnesses said, suggesting Israel's ground offensive was meeting stiffer resistance. As the U.S. nudged its ally to change a strategy that has inflicted a huge civilian death toll. Video released by the Israeli army on Friday was said to show its soldiers operating in Gaza and striking U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas targets from above and on the ground. The Israeli military says its forces had destroyed a Hamas command and control hub in Gaza City. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is in the Middle East to meet with Israelis and Palestinians, AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Sullivan met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and President Isaac Herzog, and he says getting the hostages held by Hamas freed remains important.
It is a paramount priority of the United States for our citizens, but also for all of the rest of the hostages, and I found it to be a priority for every member of the government.
Sullivan is also meeting with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, and a senior U.S. official says the two could discuss reactivating Palestinian security forces driven out by Hamas in its 2007 takeover of Gaza. I'm Donna Warder.
A Dutch court on Friday dismissed demands by human rights groups to block the Dutch government from exporting F-35 fighter jet parts to Israel, which they said were enabling war crimes committed in the besieged Gaza Strip. Judges at the district court in The Hague said they must leave the Dutch government a large degree of freedom when it comes to weighing political and policy issues in deciding on arms exports. This is VOA News. Brazil's Congress on Thursday overturned a presidential veto on a bill to limit indigenous land claims, setting up a likely clash at the Supreme Court. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva's veto in October was supported by indigenous groups. While the bill, which limits claims to ancestral lands where indigenous people lived in 1988, had the backing of Brazil's powerful farm lobby. Lawmakers from both chambers voted overwhelmingly to overturn Lula's veto. Indigenous leaders and advocates gathered in the capital, Brasilia, to protest Congress's decision. They say protecting their lands is the best way to preserve the Amazon rainforest, which scientists say is crucial to curbing climate change.
Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. The court of the West African bloc ECOWAS ordered on Friday Niger's deposed president Mohamed Bazoum must be freed immediately from detention, where he's been held since the July 26 coup. The court called for his immediate and unconditional release and ordered Bazoum be reinstated, according to the judge in the case heard in Nigeria's capital Abuja. Niger is currently suspended from the Economic Community of West African States. Other member states in the past ignored rulings from the ECOWAS court. Bazoum has been held in his presidential residence with his wife and their son since he was overthrown. U.S. President Joe Biden describes next year's election battle as a battle for the soul of the nation. VOA White House correspondent Anita Powell looks at the issues and the politics that will dominate the coming election year.
As election season heats up, President Joe Biden is trying to convince voters that he has made their lives better through his job-creating legislation, efforts to protect abortion rights and improve gun safety, and his work to protect democracy. He's approached so-called kitchen table issues in metaphorically apt settings that let him communicate several messages at once. From his perch at the White House, he seems confident about his chances of shutting out his most likely challenger, former Republican President Donald Trump. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
Allies of jailed Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny said on Friday that it was still unclear where he was after prison authorities said he was no longer in the penal colony where he had been serving his sentence. Navalny, a former lawyer who rose to prominence, lampooning President Vladimir Putin's elite and alleging vast corruption, was sentenced in August to an additional 19 years in prison, on top of 11 and a half years he was already serving. Allies said Navalny has not been seen by his lawyers since December 6th. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.